Bonjour, francophones. Welcome to French Pod, America.
Bonjour, everyone. Je m'appelle Amaury.
This is an elementary lesson.
That's right. Tout à fait, Erika. And where are we today?
We're in a restaurant, and, let's just listen to the dialogue. Someone's getting their dish, and we're going to see what happens if maybe it's not exactly what you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So what's one of the things you're going to say in the dialogue, Amaury?
Saignant.
All right, that means rare, like when it comes to things like steaks, right?
Saignant.
Saignant. Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
So we're back, and it's time for the translation now. Voici votre plat, madame.
Here's your dish, ma'am.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Here's your order, ma'am.
Voici votre plat, madame. Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien?
It's not cooked enough. Are you sure that it's mine?
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien?
It's not cooked enough. Are you sure it's mine?
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûr que c'est le mien? Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant?
You ordered a rare steak, right?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant?
You ordered a rare steak, right?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant? Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
No, not at all. I asked for a medium.
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
No, I'm sure I didn't order that. I asked for medium.
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point. Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Accept all my apologies. We're going to change it immediately.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
I'm really sorry. We're going to change it right away.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement. Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Thanks. I really cannot stand meat that's not cooked.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Thanks. I really cannot stand meat that isn't cooked.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Now this is an excellently practical lesson.
Yeah.
Especially if you eat steak. Yeah. Even if you don't though, you might need to use these things when you order other things, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing that happened was the waiter was like,
voici votre plat.
Okay, the word voici. We have voilà too. You've probably heard that one already.
Yeah, to say more to present something.
Right. And voici, is there a difference between voici and voilà?
There's a small difference.
Mm.
So like we say voici and just right in front of you.
You kind of probably have it in your hands. More like here it is.
Yeah.
Here you go. Voilà is more like there you go, right? Mm-hmm.
But you could hear both of them in this situation.
Okay, so voici what?
Votre plat.
Plat. Plat. Your entree, your dish. Votre plat.
So he says voici votre plat, but she's got a problem with it. So she says ce n'est pas assez cuit.
Okay, so ce n'est pas. Assez means enough, right?
That's right, yeah.
And then we have the word cuit. Comes from like cuire, to cook.
Yeah, from the verb.
If you want the adjective, though, it's cuit.
Yep.
So if you notice, it's assez cuit, enough cooked.
The assez comes first.
Okay, so assez cuit. Let's do some more examples.
So maybe she could have said, ce n'est pas assez chaud.
It's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
So ce n'est pas assez chaud. It's not hot enough.
Or
maybe they're like, this is taking forever. I have something to do.
So she would say, ce n'est pas assez rapide.
Yeah, it needs to be faster.
Yeah.
Ce n'est pas assez rapide. Let's do one more example.
Or if you think that this is too easy, you could say, ce n'est pas assez difficile.
Right. And if you think this lesson is, ce n'est pas assez difficile, then maybe you're ready to go on to the intermediate level.
Right.
You should try it. Okay, so here though, it's not cooked enough.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit.
Okay, so she thinks, you know, maybe there's a mix-up. Maybe she got the wrong plat.
Vous êtes sûr que c'est le mien?
You have to have, vous êtes sûr que something. You have to have that que in there. French, you have to say, are you sure that it's mine?
Vous êtes sûr que.
So, que what?
C'est le mien.
It's mine. C'est le mien. So in this case, what is the le referring to?
Le plat.
What if it was like, for example, une voiture? The car is feminine, so then we would say...
La mienne.
La mienne. But here we're talking about le plat, which is masculine, so it's...
Le mien.
Okay, so what's the whole phrase now?
Vous êtes sûr que c'est le mien?
So he wants to check if he heard her correctly when she ordered. So he's like...
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant.
Let's start at the end there.
Saignant.
That was her keyword. We a lot of times learn beef tech is the word for steak.
Yeah, it's true, but we use both in France.
Okay, so you could say un beef tech or like here, un steak. Which one would you say?
Steak.
Okay.
Especially in a restaurant.
So that makes life easier.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's take the beginning of this. How do you say you order?
Vous commandez.
How about you ordered in the past?
Vous avez commandé.
What about you ordered a steak, right?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak.
To answer something interesting.
Non, pas du tout.
Pas du tout in French means not at all.
Yeah.
Like in English, it would be weird to answer. No, not at all. All right. It's more like what you'd say here, like, no, I'm sure I didn't. I know that's not what I ordered. No, pas du tout.
Exactly. She's like, I'm sure I didn't.
I didn't. I know it. Pas du tout. No, no.
J'ai demandé à point.
If you are not a saignant person when it comes to steaks, if you like it sort of medium, you say what?
À point.
À point.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about it later.
Yeah.
So now we learn a really formal way, a very, very polite way to apologize.
Toutes mes excuses.
What kind of context would you say this in? That's something like a waiter would say to apologize and service people.
Yeah, that's it. When you work with when you're someone professional.
Would you say it to me?
Not really. No, because it's really formal.
Okay.
So we've got this excusez-moi.
So this is the kind of thing that you're going to hear in a service situation.
Exactly.
For apologies. Okay. So he's like, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry.
Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Nous allons le changer. What is the le here?
It's still le plein.
So change it, le changer.
Yeah.
So what's the whole expression?
Nous allons le changer.
When?
Immédiatement.
Now the next thing she says is funny.
Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Okay, so let's start in the middle of this one, right? We have the word for meat.
La viande.
What about cooked meat?
La viande cuite.
So what if the meat is not cooked?
La viande pas cuite.
Like in English, we would have to say meat that is not cooked. You can just say meat not cooked.
Yeah, it's shorter.
Right. She gives her opinion on what she thinks about la viande pas cuite.
Je ne supporte vraiment pas.
Je ne supporte pas. It means I cannot stand that. It really bugs me. Je ne supporte pas.
Exactement.
But she's even a little bit stronger with it.
Je ne supporte vraiment pas.
Don't bring it to her table, right? That's how I feel. Like, for example, je ne supporte vraiment pas les tomates.
So you would say that to the waiter if he was to bring you some tomatoes?
Yeah, when I explain why I have to send it back. Because I really, really know vraiment, je ne supporte vraiment pas les tomates. I don't want to touch my stuff, I don't want to see them.
Okay.
So. I like that. What's something that you really can't supporter?
Je ne supporte vraiment pas les kiwis.
Kiwi fruits?
Yeah.
Really?
Especially when you mix it with a... You know, got a fruit salad, really nice fruit salad. There's always a couple of kiwis in the middle.
Oh, yeah. And tu ne supportes vraiment pas ça.
No.
Okay. So is it my turn to introduce the dialogue?
Non, pas du tout. C'est le mien.
Oh, toutes mes excuses.
So voici le dialogue.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûr que c'est le mien ?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant ?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien ?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant ?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Voici votre plat, madame.
Ce n'est pas assez cuit. Vous êtes sûre que c'est le mien ?
Vous avez bien commandé un steak saignant ?
Non, pas du tout. J'ai demandé à point.
Toutes mes excuses. Nous allons le changer immédiatement.
Merci. Je ne supporte vraiment pas la viande pas cuite.
Let's talk about the steak.
You're going to have a few options.
Okay, so what are the possible temperatures in French for steak? So we already had the least cuit, right?
No, it's even worse. Even less cuit than that.
Oh, okay.
Bleu.
Bleu.
Mm-hmm.
Blue.
It's almost not cooked. Really, just like they leave it in the saucepan just for a couple of seconds, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like saying pas cuit.
Exactement.
Okay, so that's bleu.
Uh-huh.
And then the one we had was our keyword.
Saignant.
All right, what else?
We've got another one as well here in the dialogue, à point.
That's like medium rare, kind of.
That's right.
What if you want it really cooked very well?
Bien cuit.
Okay, so bien, and then cuit, well cooked. Bien cuit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what are the four again?
Bleu, saignant, à point, bien cuit.
So in English, we have like medium rare, medium, medium well. You just have à point.
Yeah.
And it's more like a medium rare.
That's right.
What if you want medium well? What would you do?
You can ask for your meat cooked in between à point et bien cuit.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't have like, we just have four.
Yeah, not picky.
No.
All right. So if you have any questions about this lesson, you can come to frenchpod.com. If you've never been there before, you should go immédiatement. Check it out. They're learning tools and all kinds of stuff you can do outside the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, merci. Au revoir.
Salut.